Okay, you mentioned a field. What about something smaller than a field?
Well, you call it a patch.
Okay. And what about how big is the patch? Or what do you grow in a patch?
Well, usually you grow cane, potatoes, or any kind of garden stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you'd have to, now we have to have a garden. The rabbits can't get in and eat up the beans and things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we call it, a garden.
Is there anything smaller than a patch?
Not that would be a pen.
Uh-huh. Do you grow anything in a pen?
No.
And,
We don't, but then a lot of people does.
Yeah. You mentioned, that you used to raise cotton. How would you do, what work would you have to do in raising cotton?
Well, the first thing you done, you put the fertilizer out. The next thing, they planted it. But daddy then barred it, he called it barred off in a little robot like that.
Uh-huh.
He took a hole and chopped it out until it left it about that far in the drill.
About a foot apart?
Yeah. About the width of a hole.
What, when you talk about chopping it, what were you doing?
We was chopping it. I see it, they drilled it. You know, it'd be thick, one stalk after another, just like my fingers.
Uh-huh.
But it won't grow that way.
Uh-huh.
You got to chop it about that far apart, see, you cut all that out, and that's called chopping cotton.
Mm-hmm. What about the grass that you want to get out of
the... Well, you hold it out. You hold it out.
What did you call that grass?
Well, there was several kinds. There was crabgrass, aspergrass, grass, and beggar weeds, and poland weeds. There's all of it in there.
Beggar weeds?
Yeah. That's beggar weeds out shoulder to guard. You ought to go out and look at it if you've never seen them. They're the stinginest thing in the world. They'll eat you to death.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're full of seed.
Mm-hmm.
But the cows like them, the chickens like them, and the hogs like them. Anything like to eat them because they're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, and we had a little Sanford go down like that, and we had a big enough this like blue looking.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we picked cotton, we had to take our hands and pull them out of that cotton, put them in the middle,
mm-hmm.
so they wouldn't pick the cotton.
What the? Before you'd put the fertilizer on, when you'd be getting the...
Well, Daddy would break the land, and then he would lay it off in a furrow, and you put that fertilizer furrow, and he made a bed, and then he opened that bed and planted the seed mm-hmm. and covered it.
What would he use to break the land up with?
With a horse and a plow.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of plows?
Well, he broke it up with what he called a turn plow or either a Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
They got to where they called them Dixies, but it was all the same as a plow that turned, you know, broke the dirt and turned it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he plowed it, he used that same plow to bar it off, and then next time he put him on a sweep, they called it, and sided it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put the dirt up close.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he laid it by, he'd take a great big old sweep and plow the middle out just as clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you stood to pick it. Stood on your head.
Where you stood the what?
Where you stood on your head. Mm-hmm. Them little boys would be that close to the dirt, and you know you're going to get way down there, you have to get out there and pick them. And then he comes on the stalk, he'll get up here on the top. Some of the stalks will be this high.
Enough cotton grew this
Yeah, it did. Then that long cotton did. That short cotton you see now don't.
Uh-huh.
That ain't the kind of cotton we grew. Well, shoot, the cotton that grew when we were girls, I could stand on the bottom limbs if I wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You'd get a cotton picking sack, we'd go first, not much better than that for a car, though.
What?
A sack that you pick it in. When you pick it out of the stalk and put it inside. Call them picking sacks. You have in a cocoa bag there, emptied in it.
Mm-hmm.
He can yet about talk, can he?
Huh?
He can yet talk.
Yeah, he sure can. Do they stay in the house all the time?
All the time. I don't care about it. That little bushy tail will go up here onto the mailbox and get it right in the middle of the road.
Huh.
He won't come back at all. So we just have to take him out on the leash.
Yeah.